Like, I don't know what made that man say, no, I'll walk.
Because he did not want to be separated from his spouse, no?
He did not want to. That's so cute. I mean, that's a love story.
So sweet. I know.
He said, I don't want to be separated from you. I'm going to leave you forever.
Yeah.
Such a romantic poem.
Hello. Namaste. Welcome to Far From Fact. Join us,
Keshav Naidu,
and me, Hussein Merchant,
as we solve pertinent world issues in an attempt to make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place?
Okay, we'll leave it the way we found it.
Okay, Keshav, welcome back.
Hey, Hussein, welcome back.
Thank you. Happy New Week.
Happy New Week. We are in the post-Valentine's. Is this supposed to be anti-Valentine's Week? I read somewhere.
Oh, I don't know, man.
There is a counter movement.
Okay. Okay, if that is the case, then
Anti-Valentine's Week.
There's the whole, you know, I recently came to know that it's not only Valentine's Day, but there's a whole build-up, no? Like there's
the whole
Rose
week, no?
Day, Hug Day,
yeah.
Chocolate Day, different. I think.
So even the what do you call them? The anti people.
Huh.
Even they did a full week.
Full week? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the beauty of it is day one of the anti week starts with Slap Day. I think 15th February is supposed to be Slap Day.
Slap Day.
As it progresses, I felt it got kinky. Towards the end, it's like Handcuff Day, Tie Them Up Day. I'm making this up. It's not true.
So it seems like an extension only of the Valentine.
Yeah, it seems like that. It's like the dark side. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, this is like day and that's night. That's really it.
Dark mode.
Dark mode on of Valentine's.
Okay, cool, man. So, Keshav, with this, okay, not so happy story.
Yeah, it's a fact of life.
Fact of life. Well put. So, the headline reads, and travel related. So, I think it is one of our areas of expertise, no?
Yeah, our pet, what's the opposite of peeve? Our pet topics.
Pet topics, yeah. Now, the headline reads that no wheelchair available. 80-year-old collapses and dies after walk from plane to terminal. Yeah. And it's a very brief article. So, I'll quickly run through it. Yeah.
Super.
An 80-year-old man who flew in with his wife, both of them booked as wheelchair passengers on an Air India flight from New York, collapsed at Mumbai Airport immigration counter and died on Monday. Due to wheelchair shortage, only one wheelchair assistant showed up for the couple. The wife sat on the wheelchair while the husband decided to follow her and walked alongside. He must have walked about 1.5 kilometers to reach the immigration area where he suddenly collapsed due to a heart attack. He was taken to the Mumbai Airport medical facility and from there rushed to Nanavati Hospital, the source said. The deceased was an Indian origin US passport holder. They had pre-booked the wheelchair facility. The couple was booked in economy class of Mumbai bound Air India flight AI116 that left New York on Sunday. Now, some quick statistics so about the flight. So, on that flight, there were 32 wheelchair passengers.
Oh my God. That's a very high number, no?
I don't think so, man. Are these, these must be how many seaters, these
600
flights?
Plus seaters, right?
Yeah, so it I think seems about okay.
Theek hai, 600 plus seaters means then that's not, but still it's 5%, let's say. 5% is pretty high.
So, there were 32 wheelchair passengers on this flight, but only 15 wheelchairs with accompanying staff on ground were waiting to help them, said an airport source requesting anonymity. Yeah. Now,
and for Mumbai Airport, 15 is very low, if you think about it, right? For an airport which is that busy.
Busy. Yes. Air India spokesperson clarified that due to heavy demand for wheelchairs, we had requested the passenger to wait till he was also provided with wheelchair assistance, but he opted to walk along with his spouse.
Oh.
Now, calling it an unfortunate incident, Air India said that it was in constant touch with the family members of the bereaved, extending necessary assistance. Now, an aged ground staffer requesting anonymity said, "We've often found that aged couples aren't comfortable parting with the spouse and traveling alone from the aircraft to the airport terminal."
Hmm.
Very beautiful, no? Actually, if you think about it, very beautiful.
Very
now,
sweet.
Those with mobility issues, hearing problems, prefer to stay with each other when moving from the aircraft through the terminal building, a source said. Now, to conclude, the article says that it is a well-known industry secret that many passengers seeking wheelchair assistance don't have any mobility issues. Over a decade ago, airlines, including Air India, charged for the wheelchair facility. Only those with a medical certificate were provided a wheelchair for free. Then, following pressure from various groups, airlines did away with the medical certificate requirement, said a senior airline official.
Okay. So now, no matter what the situation is, you have to pay.
No, now you get a wheelchair for free if you ask for it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, so what the article says is there was a time when they made it available for free only if you provided a medical certificate. Otherwise, you had to pay.
And now it's gone back to no medical certificate.
No
required.
Medical certificate. If you ask for it, you get it.
But do you have to pre-book, right? You have to pre-book.
You have to pre-book. And I think if you pre-book, then you will get it. You may have to wait, but you will get it. If you ask for it on the spot, then you may or may not get it.
So it's a big debate, no?
Yeah.
This issue.
Yeah.
Mm. Because if I show up and I have a partner with me, or it's me myself, and say, you know, I have chronic depression. And I genuinely feel that I cannot carry on.
Walk, okay.
And my spouse is like, I cannot carry my partner.
Okay.
And I need a wheelchair. Then, because visibly I look able, but my operating system is not allowing me.
Oh, okay.
So these are issues, right? These are also
things
to consider when somebody, because the person who's operating the wheelchair or person who's assigning wheelchairs, the ground staff, they may not have the sensitivities.
Correct.
They'll just be like, ye to kya hai, dikh to raha aisa hi hai. Kya problem hai?
Good point.
Like, I don't know what made that man say, no, I'll walk.
Because he did not want to be separated from his spouse, no?
He did not want to. That's so cute. I mean, that's a love story.
So sweet. I know.
He said, I don't want to be separated from you. I'm going to leave you forever.
Yeah.
Such a romantic poem. You never write me any poems. Here's a haiku. Fuck off. Bye.
Keshav has woken up today and chosen violence.
I don't think that's true at all. I think it's the other way around. Violence has woken up today and chosen me.
But what do you... where should we start, Keshav? Because... see, in this case, the airlines are generally, they are assholes. But in this case, I feel like maybe they are not assholes in this story.
I don't know. You know, I also feel like, you know, when, tone is everything. Because, you know, when you repeat a fight or the dialogues of a fight. You can say the same words, exact same words, but change the tone and make the culprit look like a hero.
Okay.
Because tone is everything, right? And here we don't have the tone. Now, we don't know whether the old man was politely told or told, what way they were told that they will have to wait. Maybe they were not really... told in the nicest way that they have to wait. Maybe they were harassed before they realized that they have to walk.
No, I genuinely believe, and I've seen this multiple times, that these staff are very, very accommodating at Mumbai, especially.
No, the people who push are different. I'm not talking about the people who push. Even the people who assign, the ground staff and all of that, right? They are very good.
They are very good, man. They are very good, and especially when it comes to wheelchairs and all.
There is an Eastern sensibility, you're saying, compared to the West. If anything, it's far worse in the West than it is here, right?
Yes, yes. So
I agree with you.
Genuinely feel like there was it's 15 for 32. So that means one out of two people did not have a wheelchair. So what we need to then, if we are rebuilding or reacting this scene, we need to see what the other 15 or 16 people who were denied did. Did they also walk or did they wait?
Yeah. They possibly waited or they were given, those little caddies that they have.
Yeah.
Maybe they ferried them in those caddies.
Yeah. I've sat on that multiple times.
That's the beauty of traveling with seniors.
And I have a kid, no, now.
So oh, and I you have had, a kid now.
So. Like, I have ace after ace.
Ace.
Jo chahiye, choose. Like, whatever reason you want, you choose. I will get a seat on that buggy. So, actually, if you think about it, I feel very guilty when I'm sitting on it. But what happens is, like...
Just carry a white cane or something. Not
or
feel
like
guilty.
Dark sunglasses.
Dark glasses.
Yeah. I'll remember that for next time. Because, a man with a kid, even if I'm carrying the kid with me, it's often, you're not made to feel as welcome. So, the driver.
Naturally.
He doesn't say anything. But
there is judgy eyes.
There is, yeah.
I'm sure you feel the judgy eyes.
Yeah. And even other people. Because what happens is when we recently came from, it was not an international flight, it was a domestic flight, but it came at T2, where the long walk happens. Yeah. So that full buggy was occupied by us. Okay.
Right.
So me, Sakina, my mom, my aunt, Nafu. And so all of them are senior, like my mom, my aunt, senior citizens.
Yeah.
And Sakina, Nafu and me. And then even our bags, our carry-on bags.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, that full buggy was taken up by us. And the stairs.
And no point separating just you for one other person.
Yeah.
Unless that other person is this 80-year-old man whose life could have been saved. Not to make you feel guilty or anything.
No, but the thing is, I was not asked. No. Even if
you had asked. Of course, there's no way you would say no.
Yeah, I would have not said no. Yeah, but anyway, okay, anyway. We've digressed.
We digressed massively. Coming back to this gentleman
or
this couple who had such an ordeal.
You know what I feel bad, okay, Keshav? He uncle lost his life, but he was 80. So he's lived his life, okay, for the lack of a better way to put it. But the thing I feel bad about is that imagine you do such a bad flight. It's a 16-hour non-stop flight. No?
Yeah.
New York to Mumbai, it must be, no?
16 hours
easily.
Thereabouts,
So, if I had to die, I would rather die before this flight than finish the flight and then die.
Fair point. But it's very considerate because when you die there, you become somebody else's responsibility.
Yeah.
Paperwork, immigration, they have to carry a body back in a bag.
Yeah.
It's so considerate.
I agree.
I will come here and then.
I
will not be anybody's burden or problem.
But I'm just saying for my own.
Also, it's patriotic.
Yeah.
To die
yeah.
on your own soil.
So, do you think that, I feel it's unfair. Also, the way this article is
written. Yeah, yeah.
If someone has done a 16-hour non-stop flight in economy, that too. Okay.
Yeah.
That must be the cause of death, not the walk.
Cause of death, economy, poverty. Bad Air India service. Stewardess, so, cause of death, stewardess.
This walk from the flight to the thing was just the nail in the coffin. You know, he right. was already in the coffin.
The last nail in the coffin. The straw yeah. that, the proverbial straw that broke the camel's
yeah.
back. The,
yeah.
It's very, very unfortunate. I wonder if they are survived with family here, because we are assuming it's here. Now imagine if it was the reverse. What if... all their families back in the US, and they now have to do the reverse of what we're saying. They have to ship the body back to the US for a funeral there.
Yeah. Because the article says that he's a US passport holder. No?
Holder.
This walking from the flight to the exit and vice versa. You know, even getting from the terminal to the gates is often a long walk.
It is a long walk. It's a couple of kilometers, no?
Yeah, easily. And what do you think? Like, the new terminal is great, you know, and it's obvious, right? Because there are so many flights coming in. You need larger, like, whatever those landing aisles or whatever they are called.
Right.
So that people... Bays. So that you don't have to take a bus to go to your flight. And when you exit the flight, you don't have to sit on a bus. This is a natural consequence of that.
It is definitely. Like the bigger these airports get, the harder it is for any person who is not able-bodied.
Yeah. So where do we begin, Keshav? Because it is a... we want better facilities. Yeah, but also we are lazy. We don't want to
walk. We are lazy. I think equality is... the benchmark here, instead of like where do we, I don't know, this is my opinion, like without people having to gauge or judge who needs a wheelchair, I feel like maybe what if everybody
has
was
a
on
wheelchair
wheelchairs?
You have to opt out of the wheelchair.
Opt out of the wheelchair. Like you're a if you're walking, you're a freak. Like that's the society we should be designing. You want to perambulate? how quaint and old-fashioned.
So, this is actually a great psychological method, okay? And I was reading a book, I don't remember which one it was. It was about providing, actually getting people to save money, okay?
Right.
And they originally, there was a system which required people to opt in for, like, say, gratuity. You know, we are used to Provident Fund. Yeah.
Right.
So, they realized that people are not opting in for it. And people were therefore not saving enough, etc.
Right.
So, they changed the rule and they made people opt out if they did not want it. And they saw dramatic increase
in the savings.
In the savings. Yeah.
It's a great, I fully understand what you're saying here. So, you're saying that the default setting needs to be lazy.
Wheelchair. Yeah, yeah.
Like, we need to, what we prioritize in respect as a society. Like, today, laziness as a virtue is not respected.
Yeah.
till few years ago, it was all about the virtue of hard work.
Hard work,
but the shift has begun.
Yes.
Right? The fact that we have printed teas celebrating nap time. Celebrating laziness as a culture, I think we are beginning the tilt.
Yes.
So I think we are there almost, where we can officially start shaming people who value hard work.
Value hard work. Beautiful. So that means default is you will be given a wheelchair.
Yeah, and I think it's almost like when you leave home, only you're leaving on a motorized wheelchair. And if you want to fly somewhere, then it needs to be airline compliant, that wheelchair. So, airline, so the airline is actually empty. There are no seats in the airline.
Your wheelchair just kind of plugs in. Your wheelchair
just goes and plugs in like a Lego.
Beautiful, man.
With all the bells and whistles of whatever you want. Your C-type charger. Whatever the charger is.
Toilet bhi usme hi. Like, udhar hi you can do. Usi mein.
You know, man. Those pharaohs of Egypt?
Yeah.
They were buried with their belongings and their precious things. This is your throne.
Keshav, I have another
A portable toilet.
So I have another great idea, okay? There is no airplane. Like, imagine when 200 of these wheelchairs come together,
wings come out. Only if everybody comes together. Now imagine if Beach Ka 5 cancel for some reason. This plane is flying around in circles because one wing is not there. You know, with a wounded bird can't take off.
Yeah. So, while that is a future we hope for, okay?
Yes, yes.
In the interim, have you ever experienced, like, have you ever opted for a wheelchair for your relative or something like that?
No, I have not. No.
So I have, okay, and I'll, I think why people misuse the wheelchair facility, and that could be something we could attempt to solve.
Great.
Say if out of those 32 who opted, there were only 15 who really needed it and 15 were like, chalo, we don't want to walk.
Farting around.
So, the reason why people opt for wheelchair, I have done it for my mom. She genuinely needed it because she had like a knee problem or something.
Yeah.
And what ends up happening, no, it's like that ambulance that goes through traffic and people who ride behind it too. Also get through the traffic.
The ambulance chasers.
Chasers. So we, the able-bodied people, along with the wheelchair person, goes through immigration security fatafat, you know, because you are chasing that ambulance.
Right.
And that's my guess. Like, when people
That's the motivation, you're saying, for the family to almost find one person and say, nahi, inko wheelchair chahiye. No?
Yeah.
Man, this is so insightful.
And very often, you know, people who are able-bodied, there's a lot of stigma attached, no, to a wheelchair.
Back in the day there was, but today I feel like there is a shift because we're more comfortable today with that.
Yeah. But I have seen many relatives who could use a wheelchair.
But will refuse.
Decline. Yeah, because they don't want to be, you know, they don't want that sympathy.
And I'm also seeing a family side to this.
Mm-hmm.
While you're saying sympathy, I'm saying within the family also there is an angle to it where, you know, you want to maska lagao an elder.
Ah.
And then you can be like, no, you know, I'm really caring for you and I'm worried about your health. And that is why I'm insisting. No, you sit on this chair. But reality is you are the one who wants to go through immigration quickly. So fine. It's all the agendas put together that create this situation.
Oh man, Keshav, I have another great idea coming to my mind. Okay. I feel this is a gem of an idea.
Yeah.
So, see, I feel the problem is not a lack of wheelchairs, but a lack of people to push the wheelchairs.
To push the wheelchairs.
Hmm.
Ah, you're so right. It's labor is the constraint.
Labor is the constraint. If the airline opened up a scheme, okay, where, see, there are so many single travelers, okay, who don't really have a rush to get anywhere, the ability.
And a modern issue is loneliness. A lot of people are lonely also.
Lonely, yeah. So, what if you were remunerated? And what if you're remunerated, okay? You said, here you'll get a free Burger King burger.
Or a hug.
Or a hug, man.
I'd do it for a hug.
You'd do it for a hug. Okay. I think I would do it for a free Burger King
combo. Both. Chalo.
Both. Yeah.
Both. I'll have the number 3, the burger, fries and a hug. I don't want the Pepsi.
would you push a wheelchair and make happily. A friend happily, happily, no?
Happily.
Man, I think this is a win-win situation.
Yeah.
We are on to something here. No?
Yeah, I think, and it can be fun also. You know, you can put like a little board at the back of it, so you can also step on it. Make it like a skateboard kind of thing, and, you know.
And imagine the benefit, because automatically you will get quick immigration, quick security.
Yeah,
because now you are with this person.
So, I think it's a great opt-in at the time of booking your flight.
Mm.
Booking your tickets, you know.
Mm.
Like you book your aisle, like you book your window or your meal.
Yeah.
All your pre-booking options. This is another pre-book you can do.
Yeah.
Which is basically volunteer to help
push a wheelchair.
Person,
yeah.
To help, volunteer to push a wheelchair. Simple. This is much better than doing motorized wheelchairs.
My worry is, Keshav, then do you think there will be a mad rush for getting a wheelchair to push? You know, because of the free burger.
You're right. I think it will become straight 50% of the flight will be wheelchairs. Straight up. Pilot, co-pilot, steward, everybody. Everybody is just... Even people who are not being held up are on wheelchairs. 300 wheelchairs are required for a 600 seater. And agar suppose shortage ho gaya, one sort of caveat, one asterisk in that should be in the contract when you sign up to push a wheelchair is, if there is no wheelchair, you should be willing and able to carry the person. I can just picture people putting people on those luggage trolleys. But there's a duffel bag, there's a person, then a suitcase.
And the younger person is on the trolley, the older person is pushing. Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope you enjoyed.
Thank you for listening, guys. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we did not mean any disrespect to any seniors or any people with disabilities.
Yeah. And again, we sympathies to the family who have lost their grandpa or their father, their loved one. Yeah.
You can
follow
us on that note.
You can send us money so we can fly business class, so that we don't have to ever opt for a wheelchair.
We can fly business class, unlike plebs.
PayPal and UPI links are in the show notes.
Yes, and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and follow us on Spotify also, please.
Yeah, okay. Bye, everyone. Have a good week.
Bye.